Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, and Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it, and I know you will too, and listen to this great offer. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention, and you bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. It is Ask Greg. That's Greg Pickle, and I'm Jim Galante. And let's see, Greg, you're going to answer football and recruiting questions. And if anyone wants to submit a question, you can download our free app from the App Store. Just search on Keystone Sports, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. After the segment, we're going to select the best question. And guess what, Greg? The winner gets a great package courtesy of thetailgateclub.com. They have those great barbecue sauces from 409 Tailgate that we all love, plus some other great products. So let's get right to the questions. And, Greg, I'm going to ask you to remind me at the end of the segment. We're going to name the winner in segment this time, all right?
Oh, boy.
Quarter number four with T. Frank. We've already recorded that segment, okay? So we can't just little peek behind the curtain. We already have quarter four done. So the pressure will be on you, Greg, to pick a winner. All right, let's start with Mark from Virginia, who says, hey, Greg, missed you the last couple weeks. Can you give me any reason for hope that this team can beat Ohio State?
Yeah, I miss being on as well. Not really. I hate to say that, but not really. I mean, and here's why. It doesn't have anything
That's
to do
cold,
with...
That's cold, Greg. That's cold.
Well, you know, as things work out in terms of some guys who are new faces that have become stars, but Penn State has just not had success on the road in big games in the James Franklin era. They have to go to Columbus. Now, look, I think the Ohio State Buckeyes have a lot of questions that people aren't talking about, that people are just kind of ignoring and assume that because it's Ohio State, they'll figure it out. And you know what? They have so much talent and such a good coaching staff that they probably will. But let's not write off Penn State just yet either. I want to see them play, though, before. And I know that's kind of a cop-out, that I want to see some games in September before I talk about the Ohio State game. But it's hard. You know, a lot of years, Jim, you can look at the schedule and kind of have a feel for where things are going to go. I find it harder to do that this year. I really do. You know, when you look at the schedule, obviously the opener at Wisconsin, which I was just looking at flights to Wisconsin this morning, and it's not a cheap ticket to get out there, Jim. So I'm sure Penn State fans probably won't care about the cost to get out to Madison to root on the Lions for the first time in over a year. But at any rate, yeah, I just think that, you know, if you're looking for a reason for hope, it would be this. It's that Ohio State has a lot of questions that are kind of just being glossed over, and people are working under the assumption that they're the Buckeyes, they'll figure it out. And guess what? They've earned that, right? But if they don't figure it out, then maybe Penn State will figure out its issues better and earlier and be in a better place when that matchup arrives later in the year.
We always think Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State have earned the benefit of the doubt. But the one thing in common with those three teams this year, they're all replacing their starting quarterback. How big an issue will that be for those teams? Not sure. For example, Ohio State has three top 100 kids that are competing for that job, so they have a pretty good shot at filling it, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Next up is Charlie from Johnstown, who said, who is the most important get for Penn State among those recruits who have not committed yet?
Yeah, let's start with Nick Singleton, man. I just really think he's... I'll give you three. Nick Singleton's the first one. He's just an extremely, extremely talented player that you don't want to end up at Ohio State or anywhere where you might have to compete against him in the future. And then you look at Penn State's running back room, and it's been really good and really talented, but there's some guys that are getting towards the back end of their career and don't have a ton of time left. So I think you want to... You're at the point now where you want to... replenish that well, big time, and we'll see if Penn State can do that. Then we talked earlier about Keon Saab, the safety from IMG Academy. Again, just a kind of high impact defender that the Lions have missed, and then the guy I probably should have started with, but Dennis Sutton, a now five-star recruit from Owing Mills in Maryland. It's a school, McDonough, that Penn State has rated for all of its top talent. P.J. Mustafer, Curtis Jacobs, there's other examples. But he's a guy they have to get. They must land him. He is just a complete animal on the field in all the best ways possible, and a guy that Penn State needs to lock up because you don't want to play against him either. So those are my three, Dennis Sutton, one, Singleton, two, Saab, three, but I could make it 1A, 1B, and 1C, Jim.
I think the other thing with Sutton, and I mentioned this on a previous show, when Penn State missed out on Anai White, defensive end, number one ranked player in Pennsylvania, that made the Sutton all the more important because of that position also.
Right, I agree.
And it softens that blow. All right, where are we going to go? Let's go with Bill in Easton. Bill says, what do you think it will take for the Lions to be more of a player on the national recruiting scene? One, better facilities. Two, stability on the coaching staff. Or three, they just need to win some big games.
Yeah, I think if I had to rank those, Jims, it would be a gym. It would be winning big games, facilities, and then the coaching staff stability would be a distant third. And I get why it seems like that's important, but the game has just featured so much turnover at so many places across the country that I just don't think that it's something that. Is really on the top of recruits' minds anymore. I really, truly don't. So to me, it's just win some games, get to the playoff, get in that conversation with Clemson and Ohio State and Alabama instead of being just on the outside looking in. You know, get into the Big Ten title game more often, beat Ohio State more often, and if you're able to do that, then you're going to obviously be able to recruit better, and Penn State's not recruiting bad as it is. So I think that's how I would rank those, Jim, 1 through 3.
One of the things you mentioned about you win some big games and you could be in Big Ten championship games and get to the playoffs. There's talk about the playoffs expanding, going, say, from four teams to eight teams. And the two opposing points of view, one of them is we already have blowouts. Is that what we're going to see with the 1-8 or 2-7? The other argument is you give a team like a Penn State the opportunity to get to the playoffs, that's a talking point when they recruit, and perhaps that will create more balance. Which side of that argument do you fall on?
That's a good question. Probably the balance side, I think, Jim. I think that, when you look at the conversations going on right now, I honestly, right before we started recording this, Yahoo Sports came out, Pete Dammel, with an article that said that a 12-team playoff is gaining the most momentum. And I think that could balance things out. And you would start with, home games for, 5 through 9, or 5 through 8 would host 9 through 12. I think I got that math right. And then you'd move on from there to neutral sites. So I think that's an interesting concept. But, I mean, it's just a matter of 4 is not the right number. It worked fine to start. I don't know if 8 is the right number. 12 makes sense. Ultimately, you're going to have people who are upset every year anyway. But, if you do 12, and even if you do 8, you have to have at least one group of 5 spot. And not 2. So you have to have the 5 major conferences, 2 and maybe one group of 5 and 2 at large if you do 8 or something else if you do 12. But yeah, we're still going to see blowouts. There's no question about that. We're still going to see games that are not competitive even though it's supposedly the best teams in the country. So 4, 8, 12, that's still going to happen. But I do think the bigger the better. And obviously with that comes more TV money. So, I think that could push things in that direction as well.
You mentioned you didn't know what the right number is. I do, Greg. It's 8, okay? That's the right number.
Fair enough.
5 conference champions, so there's a direct path to winning, to getting to the playoffs. two at large, one group of five, first round of games. You play at the home field of the higher seed, which I think would be absolutely bonkers. A home game, playoff game. Plus, the other part of that is for the conference championship games, it makes them all the more important because right. winner goes to the playoffs. So 8 is the perfect number. It's the correct number. So
okay.
that should
I'll
end
take
that
your word for
Greg.
It. Okay,
right.
fair enough.
let's go to Lee in Mount Lebanon who says, hey, Greg, like most Penn Staters, was really happy to hear the announcement by Caden Saunders that he's shutting down his recruitment. I get the impression that he plans to be a commit who's active in recruiting other players. How big of a factor do you think it is when commits are active in recruiting other guys? And in recent Penn State recruiting classes, are you aware of specific commits who were very active and successful in that role?
Yeah, there's always a lot of guys like that. I've been told that Ken Talley, the Philadelphia defensive end, is one of those guys. So, or the guy in this class, rather. But there's always been examples of that. So, yeah, I mean, it helps. But you have to keep in mind, Jim, that every school, this is one of those things that, you know, we probably put too much stock into, because every school has commits or commitments or, you know, one guy or whatever recruiting other players. So, it's not like Penn State has this magical tool. Now, don't get me wrong. It sounds like Ken Talley's really good at what he does in terms of getting guys interested in Penn State and willing to visit and all of that. But it's something that everybody has. So it's probably not the big ace up the sleeve, so to speak, that sometimes it, you know, it's made out to be. But also, I would make the case that having guys who can connect with other top talents in a place like Philadelphia, where he's close to obviously all the Philly talent, but, you know, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, you know, he can really reach out to those guys and have some stuff in common with them, and he can make it to State College pretty much anytime he wants. So, you know, I think that those things help, absolutely, but it's not probably the big deal that it sometimes is made out to be.
So instead of sneaking in one last question, Greg, I'm going to get the pressure on you to pick a winner. Just as a refresher, Mark was the one who missed you and asked if there's any hope for beating Ohio State. Charlie asked who the most important players to get committed are. Bill asked about what does it take for the Lions to be more of a player on the national recruiting scene. And Lee was the last question when he's asked about Caden Saunders committing and possibly helping recruiting. Who's your winner?
Why don't we go with Mark?
Mark it is, the first question. Mark, it obviously helped you to say that you missed Greg. Sucking up is always a good thing. It's something we always appreciate. All right, guys, stick around. In quarter number 4, T. Frank comes on board. He's going to talk about recruit commit Drew Shelton. He's a tackle. And he will also talk about Penn State's situation at left tackle over the next couple years. Stay tuned for that. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.